Now to scientific research that sounds like science fiction. An international team of researchers has used ancient DNA to recreate the blood of the long-extinct mammoth. Scientists from the University of Adelaide played a key role in extracting the DNA, which was then used to grow the protein hemoglobin. And that protein has revealed that it wasn't just a mammoth's shaggy coat that helped it survive in extreme cold. Meredith Griffiths has more.
It's been about 10,000 years since woolly mammoths roamed Europe and Russia. But now, scientists have resurrected their blood. The project was the idea of Professor Kevin Campbell from the University of Manitoba in Canada. But to carry it off, he needed the help of the Australian Centre for Ancient DNA at the University of Adelaide.
I got contacted by a scientist from Canada who suggested, have you ever thought about trying to bring a protein back to life from an extinct species? And at the time, it was about 10 years ago when I was in Oxford, I said, you know, there's no way that could ever work. That's just crazy. But it's a pretty interesting idea. We should have a go.
Professor Alan Cooper is the centre's director.
It's taken us 10 years, but we've finally got there. We've got this thing alive. We can test it using modern methods. It's just like if you went back 30,000 years and stuck a needle in a mammoth and took some blood out of it.
The researchers used bones from three mammoths which had been preserved in the Siberian permafrost for 20 to 40,000 years. Professor Cooper says it was a group effort to take the DNA, then use it to grow the protein hemoglobin.
My particular area is getting DNA back from ancient bones and sequencing it and working on what's going on. We had to bring in other team members to actually take that DNA, put it into bacteria, get the bacteria to grow the proteins that are coded by the DNA, and then someone else to take those proteins and then test them against oxygen and carbon dioxide, which is what the hemoglobin does, the protein that we've grown, and actually see how the mammoth hemoglobin works, and that tells us how the mammoth works.
It worked because its hemoglobin evolved to act like a kind of antifreeze.
It started doing some really weird things. That was when it started getting quite exciting, because we realised that it was completely unique, the structure of this thing. No one had ever seen it before. It was different to any other mammal we'd ever seen. And it had been engineered, evolution had changed the protein, in a way that made it work no matter how much you cooled it. You could cool the blood down in a mammoth, and it would still bind oxygen, carry it to the tissues, and allow those tissues to work. If you do that to us, we get frostbite. And that's in gangrene and everything else. Our hemoglobin, if you cool it down, it doesn't release oxygen, keeps it sticky.
Professor Cooper says that shows it wasn't just the mammoth's shaggy coats that helped them tolerate freezing temperatures.
They could let their extremities, the tail, the ears, the feet, cool right down, and their blood would still keep on working, oxygen would still get to the tissues, and that means they would save a whole bunch of energy. If you have to keep your whole body, like us, 36, 37 degrees, and you're in the Arctic, you're losing a lot of heat to the environment. If you can let your outside cool right down, you don't have to pump all that energy into keeping warm.
The researchers are now considering doing a similar thing with the Tasmanian tiger and other extinct marsupials.
Suddenly we can start testing things about extinct species that aren't in the fossil record. Normally, we've just got the bones. But now we can actually bring back other bits which never fossilised and actually work out, okay, how did the animal actually work? And that opens the way to looking at how do things adapt to climate change, for example, or environmental changes over time.
There it is. Welcome to Jurassic Park.
But Professor Cooper says there's no way scientists are ever going to be able to bring a whole mammoth back to life.
Meredith Griffiths with that report.